I'm Claire Sarson, and I teach English at St. Julie's Catholic High School in Woolton in Liverpool. St. Julie's is a girls' comprehensive school, and it's part of the Notre Dame family of schools. The Sisters of Notre Dame were formed in 1804 by Julie Billiard in northern France. She saw it as her vocation to give education to young women, and in particular those from poor or working class backgrounds, for whom at that time an education would have been denied. Her mission statement was simple: let them be taught what is necessary for life. Now, when Julie set that goal for her schools, the world was a very different place. But I think that goal is as relevant today as it was then. To help me prepare for today, I asked my pupils to tell me what they believe the purpose of education is. So some of their thoughts, hopefully, are going to be displayed now. Well, they will be shortly, we think.
Chris Hart's just called that a click of death now, so that's just going to be good.
That's what
I am, yeah. Okay. So some of their thoughts are now being displayed, but I'll share some of the finer details of my terribly technical post-it note survey, which you can have a look at if you want to afterwards. So here's the purpose of education according to the girls at St. Julie's. Almost half of them said that it was to get a job, to help them get a job. 25% of them said it was to equip them with the basic life skills, whilst only 5% of them saw it as helping them achieve their dream. 4 times more pupils thought of it, saw education as a way of securing financial stability than as a means of being happy. So it would seem that we're teaching a generation of pragmatists, some might even say cynics. They want to be taught the skills that they need to face their future. They want to be able to secure a stable life for themselves beyond the safety net that is school. Education, then, in my opinion, cannot be the stuff of whimsical political fancy, and neither should it be purely results-driven. Only one pupil out of the more than 100 that I surveyed said that it was about passing tests. There wasn't a league table in sight or an EBAC mentioned. So I think we don't need to lose the sight of the real purpose of education. The pupils that I teach today, and I will teach next year and beyond, need to leave my care equipped with a range of skills that I can't even dream of, because they'll be facing a world that I can only imagine. That's why I want to teach within a curriculum model that's relevant, personalised, globally aware, challenging and forward-looking. There needs to be room for me to teach the dreamers and the cynics who are in my classroom, the academically gifted and those pupils whose talents lie elsewhere. Hold me to account for the results that my pupils achieve, but don't turn those pupils simply into statistics on a page for political gain. Recognise that education is not just about results, it's about life choices and life chances. So, as Julie said, I need to teach them what is necessary for life. It was true in 1804 and it's true 207 years later. Life has changed and it is changing, but we all need to be able to navigate our way through it. That's me.
I'm sorry.